morning, Power Hour Nation. So good to be with you. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. ThePowerHour.com, ThePowerMall.com are two websites. I am, of course, am your honored host, Daniel Brigman. Had to do a little grammar check there. Uncle Kevin is here also. Good morning, Uncle Kevin.
Great to be here. Another great day in America.
Absolutely. Fantastic broadcast day. Tim Bennett, who's a listener who contacted us about real ID, about driver's licenses with no pictures. And so he's going to come on for a half hour. We're going to have that discussion and his perspective, you're bringing the Bible a little bit. But what does this mean as far as biblical prophecy, real ID, pictures in driver's license, what he did, where he lives, and about biblical prophecies about that. I think it'll be a fascinating discussion.
Yeah.
And he's a longtime listener, so we're very excited to have him on. And also Wayne Elliott will be here at the
top of
the next hour. Yeah. We got new products coming out. Strauss has new products coming out.
I'm dying for it.
Yes, so we're going to talk about that. Of course, Strauss Heart Drops. We got a special on Cold Storm and Smooth Oregano are two things. If you spend so much money, you can get them for high discounts of the Cold Storm and the Smooth Oregano. We'll mention that and also other new products. Great broadcast. We're going to start with the news. Of course, Virginia, big story. We'll discuss that in a moment, but I'll lead with this bombshell out of Breitbart. Book to reveal how Biden family siphoned millions in taxpayer cash. Hunter Biden, just the tip of the iceberg. A new book. Peter Schweitzer, he wrote the book. Do you remember the other book he wrote?
Yeah, Clinton Cash.
Clinton Cash.
Yeah.
And that
caused a big storm when he wrote that.
Hullabaloo, yeah.
He had to go to hiding for a little while, I think.
Yes, his new book is Profiles in Corruption. A forthcoming bombshell book from publishing giant HarperCollins will reveal how five members of Joe Biden's family, quote, the Biden Five, siphoned tens of millions of dollars in taxpayer cash and guaranteed loans. And the recent scandals involving Joe and Hunter Biden, Ukraine, and Burisma are just the tip of the iceberg, sources close to the publisher have said.
Yeah.
Now, isn't it just convenient that this hits the very day that the trial is supposed to start for the impeachment?
Yeah, very convenient.
So you get a sense that this is all kind of coordinated and working together,
right.
Kind of a counter force of information.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There's a strict embargo until today for its release. Sources say the book will upend official Washington.
From what I read a little bit of it, and Hunter Biden is into it up to his neck. They gave him $1.6 billion to invest. They invested in a couple Chinese companies over there, and one of the companies is now getting indicted for espionage. Hold on to your
with China. The author, his quote about the book is, it's a sweeping, detailed look at how the leading figures of progressivism have leveraged the power of their positions. It doesn't just mention the Bidens, Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders, Amy Klobuchar, I don't know if I'm even pronouncing that right,
no.
Kamala Harris, Sherrod Brown, Eric Garcetti, and Cory Booker all are highlighted in this book.
They all come to Washington and cash in. Slush fund for the well-connected.
They come in a thousandaire, they leave a millionaire.
Yeah,
is that what you're saying?
Yeah, bingo. Or a billionaire, like Feinstein.
So, I don't have a copy of the book. Maybe, Catherine, we can see about getting an interview.
Maybe we can get him on.
Yeah, let's get an interview with him, get a copy of that book, if nothing else. Let's sample that. So, today is the release. The ramifications, the ripples. His last book sent a lot of ripples.
Oh, boy, yeah.
I mean, if you're discounting this, think about the last election with Hillary Clinton. I mean, she was dead man walking, so to speak, dead woman walking before she even started because of people like Clinton Cash, like Schweitzer, like Clinton Chronicles, all this. It was so poisoned. The river was so poisoned that America was just really easy to turn against her.
I'd be surprised if the Bidens get out of this mess, to be honest with you.
I don't know. Of Washington Post, Virginia pro-gun rally. They say pro-gun.
That's very good.
How about pro-rights rally? How about pro-independence rally?
Yeah.
But this is better.
It's better?
It's better. It's better than usual.
Usually it started off with a trash.
Despite anger, threats of insurrection, massive rallies carried out peacefully outside state capital. Thousands of gun rights advocates packed the streets around Virginia Capitol on Monday, bristling with weapons, flags.
Christmas time.
Yeah. Threats of insurrection. bristling with weapons, flags, and threats of insurrection.
Where do these people learn to write?
But never erupted. Well, it's good writing if you're coming from their position. But never erupting into violence, authorities had feared. The authorities.
There was no fear of violence.
There was an article. It was a CNN, I think. If you paid attention to the pre-media.
I did.
One of the articles, you know, it was kind of written just like that with these words, with these bud words. And one sentence told me all I needed to know.
What was it?
It said, in Richmond, comma, the former capital of the Confederacy, comma. Why in the world would they be so hell-bent to, you know, link this to the Confederacy, you know, the neo-Nazis and all that.
Insurrection.
Insurrection. When in the world have they ever called Richmond the former head? When has CNN ever in an article said that the Richmond was the former head of the Confederacy?
I can't remember it offhand.
Well, last week they did. The reports we got from Stuart was fantastic. Thank you, Stuart. Mm-hmm. Oathkeepers.org.
Wonderful.
For giving us that kind of on the fly. I didn't know what to expect. I didn't know if he's going to be in the middle of a riot. I didn't know if he wouldn't be able to even take a call. I mean, who knows? I had no idea. I had a feeling. I mean, if I was going to bet money, and I told you this, we talked about it in the air. Mm-hmm. I didn't think anything was going to happen.
Right.
I think it's an intelligence gathering operation for the deep state, for whatever the control. They want to see what they're dealing with. That what worked, you know, the little things they put out, how they brought doubt in people's mind, how they said that, oh, there's going to be a riot, there's going to be this. Did that keep people away? Did that make other people turn against it?
That's right.
How many people still came? Who came? Let's take facial recognition. Let's take pictures of everybody. Let's, you know, that's how I thought it was going to go. That's how it went.
Well, they expected 10 to 30,000, somewhere in that range. And from what I've gathered, they said it's closer to 50,000 showed up. So,
I was talking to my brother-in-law this morning, and
which one?
I'm not going to say what I was about to say. I'm not going to say what I was about to say. You don't know what I was about to say, but I can't say it. Yeah, let's move on. We got to get to the news.
I set you up to hit a home run.
Let's just move on. Anyway, he was saying maybe this will make other states more wary to do something like this.
Apprehensive and stop.
I don't know. I don't know if that's true. I think the guns are like it, leave it, lump it. Guns are the most important issue in America. And I don't mean like, is it more important than abortion? Is it more important? These are hard to judge. The reason it's the most important is because in America, abort 60 million babies. I don't agree with it, but I'm not. Force vaccines in schools.
It doesn't affect a lot of people.
Oh, okay, whatever.
It affects a lot of people.
You're right, but it doesn't. Right. But you tell them they're going to take their guns. They get off the couch. Whoa, wait a minute. Turn off Texas Ranger. Texas Ranger. We're going to the Capitol, boys.
That's right.
So that's why it's the most important issue, because it causes the most action in America. Yeah.
There's more guns in America than people.
Yes, that's a good.
We got 360 million people. So do the math.
Antifa terrorists, a no-show at the Virginia pro Second Amendment rally. Deep state backs down in presence of overwhelming patriot presence.
Yeah.
That is the takeaway. That is the story, really, of what happened.
They didn't even show up.
We had the state senator, what's her name, Adams. I keep mixing her name up. It's not Stacey Adams. I said it yesterday. It wasn't Stacey Adams. It was another one.
It was Candace. I don't know.
A state senator from Virginia came out and said, look, this looks like maybe a setup. They're cordoning off things. They're positioning
plus
things.
Plus CNN and all, you know, MSNBC are putting out these little flashes, you know. Might be trouble there, you know. Rioters come in there.
Yes. Trump trial begins, the AP, on the eve of President Donald Trump's impeachment trial. The Senate leader proposed a compressed calendar for opening statements. I like compressed. Let's compress this whole thing into about an afternoon. Yeah. White House lawyers argue for swift rejection of the flimsy charges and the Capitol brace for the contentious proceedings unfolding in an election year. If these senators felt like there would be blowback if they continue, if the people, this is where, you know, you may blame senators. Just like this rally in Virginia. See, that's why the guns are the most important issue, because it moves people in America.
Right.
The If the senators really felt like there was danger by them continuing this, they wouldn't continue it.
No, they wouldn't.
This would be done. Mm-hmm. I think they believe there's danger if they vote for impeachment.
Right.
But they're going to put on a show, and mm-hmm. they're going to try to embarrass and try to angle and try to get, you know, political points.
Well, the White House lawyer should just file a motion to dismiss. And that's it. It's over with because they didn't follow the Constitution.
Trump's lawyers, Senate GOP allies, work privately to ensure Bolton does not testify publicly. This is, I think, very important. Washington Post, President Donald Trump's legal defense team are quietly gaming. See the words that you...
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, there's always an angle in media. It always.
Sure is.
There's an angle when I say something. I'm saying it from my perspective.
Mm-hmm.
Are quietly gaming. Well, see, think about the connotation they're already putting in your mind.
Mm-hmm.
They're quietly gaming. You don't even need to know what's next. I don't even need to tell you what's next. You already know what's next. The GOP is quietly gaming.
They're using the system.
Our contingency plan should Democrats win enough votes to force witnesses to testify in the impeachment trial, including an effort to keep former National Security Advisor John Bolton from the spotlight. You cannot have... It's basically like lawyer. Your lawyer can't testify against
you. Can't do it. John Bolton can't testify against the president unless he says so.
Right. And you have to be able to speak freely and be open and maybe people say, well, if you don't do anything wrong, then you should. No.
No.
You should be. He could say, could have sent something off kilter or off whatever, and then he comes out in public and says it. He cannot do that. You have to be able to have these communications in the Security Council meeting to be able to free say something.
Yes, absolutely.
Trump's lawyers, GOP allies work privately. To ensure he doesn't, this is the same story. Trump lawyers call for immediate acquittal in legal political defense. So, what you said.
Ooh,
U.S. President Donald Trump rejected the Democrat-led House of Representatives impeachment charges and called for an immediate dismissal by the Republican-led Senate in a memo offering a legal and political case against his removal.
Excellent.
So, there has been, I don't know if it's proper, I don't know, but there has been some official correspondence. Hey, just dismiss this.
Dismiss it.
Davos. Trump decries climate prophets of doom with Thunberg in audience. Thunberg is that young girl.
Young lady.
That young girl who...
Don't go to school.
I don't know. But she sailed across the world. I don't know. BBC. President Trump has decried climate prophets of doom in a speech at the World Economic Forum in Davos where sustainability is the main theme. He called them prophets of doom.
They are.
Well, you know, in the Glacier National Park, they put signs probably 15, 20 years ago that said, this glacier will be gone by 2020.
I know.
And now they're taking those signs
down.
Because some of the glaciers grew.
They grew. Hey, how's that happen, climate changers?
Yeah.
You know.
In his keynote speech, Mr. Trump said it was time for optimism, not pessimism, in a speech that touted his administration's economic achievements and America's energy boom. Now, I will give him that. There has been an energy boom and independence.
Oh, my gosh.
At least opportunity for energy. These alarmists have always demanded the same thing, absolute power to dominate, transform, and control every aspect of our lives.
Bingo.
This is why I love Donald Trump, and I've said this many times. It's been a while since I've said it. I'll say it again. To me, the greatest thing Donald Trump has accomplished, what would you say the greatest thing he's accomplished before I tell you my thing?
Telling CNN their fake news.
To me, that's the greatest thing he's done.
Yeah.
Standing up the first week in inaugural, first week, the first press conference, CNN stood up, no, sit down, you're fake news.
Yeah.
No, sit down, you're fake news.
Yep.
Because he gave everybody permission. So having a president standing up and saying, these alarmists always demand the same thing, absolute power to dominate, transform, and control every aspect of our lives. We already thinking that in the back of our head, but there's a normalcy bias in people's minds, which sometimes doesn't allow them to go there. Donald Trump gives America permission to go there. CNN lies.
Yeah.
Corporate media lies. These climate alarmists want to control your life.
Right.
Okay, a lot of people already think that. He gave us permission to now say it out loud.
They're lying to us.
This is an odd story, and I say odd because what is the fine print? And I don't know, and we'll probably find out soon enough, but this is kind of odd. You know, the ERA battle, Equal Rights Amendment battle, the 70s with women, that went along with abortions, this went, you know, you're not for women's rights, you're not for women, you know, the whole thing went along. Some states ratified this amendment, and it was going to be an actual constitutional amendment. Well, now Virginia ratifies the Equal Rights Amendment now. This is 30, 40 years later. On Wednesday, the Virginia State Assembly ratified the Equal Rights Amendment. This Wednesday of last week. A historic addition to the U.S. Constitution that would preserve citizens' legal rights regardless of sex. Okay, why am I puzzled and certainly concerned? We saw that Equality Act that Taylor Swift was pushing on Donald Trump, which gave people of different sexual orientations, it gave them basically standing. That right. If you're a MAP, a minor attracted person, that's the word that they're saying. If you're a pedophile, I mean, let's just call it like it is. If you're a pedophile, then that's a legitimate sexual orientation. Therefore, you would get protection under this new quote-unquote law.
Right.
Protection for what? What does that mean?
Protection from the law.
Right. Legitimacy. You would get legitimacy.
Right.
So what is in the fine print of this is what I want to know.
Yeah, I want to know, too. It's they already got privileges, you know?
Well, yeah, rights. Women have rights, don't they?
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, last time I checked, the Bill of Rights, see, we're talking about all these stats. Everything is pulling.
Mm-hmm.
So now the government's going to force, it has something to do with the course in this article they bring up about pregnancy and about, you know, equal pay and all these things.
So it's about abortion? There's...
I don't know.
Going around.
See, I don't know. This article, and this is kind of first I've heard of it here in the last, you know, this morning.
Well, that's what it looks like it's leading to, you know.
Clinton says nobody likes Sanders. And won't commit to backing him if he's nominated.
That's the pot calling the kettle black, isn't it?
Hillary.
Nobody likes Hillary.
Oh, everybody likes Hillary in that party because they like breathing. They like air.
I think the hit toll is about 207 people over the last...
Allegedly.
Allegedly. Yeah, over the last 45 years.
Hillary Clinton blasts Bernie Sanders in a new documentary saying, quote, nobody likes him in declining interview with the Hollywood Reporter to say whether she would endorse blah, blah, blah. He was in Congress for years. He had one senator support him. Nobody likes him. Nobody wants to work with him. And he got nothing done. Well, I'll tell you this, Hillary. Like it, leave it, lump it. A heck of a lot of people in America like this guy.
He got something done. He got his bank account, up to about...
Multiplied.
Yeah.
Supreme Court rejects Democrat push for fast track on Obamacare suit. You remember, basically the mandate's done. Obamacare's ruled on it. There's no teeth to it. Obamacare is dead man walking.
Dead man walking.
At least right now. The Supreme Court refused to consider a fast-track review of a lawsuit that threatens the Obama-era health care law, making it highly unlikely that the justices would decide the case before the 2020 election, meaning we're not going to decide this right now. We're going to push it. The new law that came out, quote-unquote law, mm-hmm. all these things, you know what I mean, statutes, really gutted Obamacare.
It did. Tore it apart.
Right, and so the Democrats want this to go to the Supreme Court really quick so they can make this a election issue, blah, blah, blah.
Well, you heard that guy that was working for you. His insurance would have been $8,000 a month.
With Obamacare.
Yeah, with Obamacare.
Yeah,
it's unbelievable. He said, I can't afford it.
Yeah. Yeah, who can?
Who can?
It's ridiculous. Trump at Davos. America is experiencing a blue-collar boom. That's hard. Do you believe that?
To a certain extent. There's a lot of sectors of the country that's doing well.
See, when I think of blue-collar boom, I think of manufacturing.
Right.
So there won't be a blue-collar boom until
do you count oil as manufacturing and gas as manufacturing?
Yeah, to an extent.
To a certain extent, yeah.
Boeing has officially stopped making 737 MAX airplanes. It's officially on hold after, you know,
people need to go to jail who designed that company.
Well, if you've heard the story, ladies and gentlemen, people blew the whistle on this and say they hit problems. Basically, in an airplane. I mean, this isn't a... toaster. This is a airplane with could be, 400 or 500 people in it. Anyway, so that has been stopped and put on hold, thank goodness, and we'll see where that goes. Big pharma giants meet in San Francisco and are stunned at the total collapse of society they've helped create. Very provocative title
from
Natural News. There comes a point when greedily amassing all the monetary wealth you possibly can through any means leaves you with nothing in the end because you have destroyed everything of value. That is what the pharmaceutical kingpins are discovering on the streets of San Francisco, one of America's most iconic cities, which has become a vanquished wasteland of addiction, homelessness, and filth. Yeah. It's an interesting point.
That used
point.
To be a beautiful city. Beautiful.
I've never been there, but all I hear about is one of the most beautiful cities in America. Mm-hmm. That's all I hear. It comes up with our members, every year. This is, according to Steve Ubel, the head of association that represents the pharmaceutical cartels. See the words Mike Adams is using? Mm-hmm. Pharmaceutical cartel. You see how people angle news,
that's
ladies
right.
and gentlemen? Pay attention to these words. The pharmaceutical cartel. Right. He could have used the pharmaceutical companies.
No.
He
could cartel gives a better description
right.
than company.
Right. See,
in that situation,
see?
Yes.
But that's an angle.
I know.
That's what people need to understand. You're getting angled all the time, ladies
correct.
And gentlemen. It comes up with our members every year. It gets worse and worse in terms of concentration costs. It's outrageous. Okay, what are you going to do about it? You going to get the feces off the the sidewalk?
Yeah, they are. They're just blowing it into the sewer.
RT, China no longer the world's garbage dump as it plans to cut waste imports to zero this year. Okay,
yeah,
it took in almost 13.5 million tons of rubbish last year and expects to stop the shipments altogether in the next 12 months. Well, a lot of people, it's cheaper to ship the garbage over to China and have them burn it because they don't have any restrictions.
Or recycle it.
Clearview app lets strangers find your name info for snap of a photo, report says. That is creepy. It may not be long before you'll have to forget about walking down the street anonymously, says a New York Times reporter. What if a stranger could snap your picture on the sidewalk, then use an app to quickly discover your name, address, and other details?
I bet you in some cities they got that.
Well, this is the app. They have it right now. That's what I'm trying to tell you. It works by comparing a photo to a database of more than 3 billion pictures that Clearview says it scraped off Facebook, Venmo, YouTube, and other sites.
Wow.
Facial recognition is not only in the government, it's in the corporations.
Yeah.
There you go. Remarkable new T-cell discovery can kill several cancer types in a lab. There's so many articles like this. All I hear about is, a new promising thing kills cancer, blah, blah, blah. Statin drugs claim to lower cholesterol but are ineffective at preventing heart disease. Another study.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure we'll have Wayne Elliott talk about that. Strauss heart drops. 4 dead as China confirms humans can spread new coronavirus. That new SARS-like whatever virus
right,
that is.
Coming in from China.
Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. Tim Bennett. And then Wayne Elliott. So good to be with you.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829. As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Foods, Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Since H.G. Wells, everyone has speculated that the coming of an alien civilization would be to invade, plunder, and pillage our planet. But is that really the only scenario? Galacom 4 by Martin St. James ponders on a different type of alien visitation, one that has far-reaching implications to our modern-day society. Enter into a comical world where aliens visit planet Earth and take a peek as to how they would see us. Galacom 4, The End is Near, is available to Power Hour listeners through Amazon, and if you hurry now, you'll receive a savings of $6 through the month of January. This is a very unique book that we are pleased to be promoting at the Power Hour. We promise you will be engaged and entertained from start to finish. Visit thepowerhour.com or call 877-817-9829 for more information. Again, that's 877-817-9829.
With dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high-fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food stores are left to eat. Yum!
Hi, it's Catherine from the Power Hour. If you're one of the many millions of people who have difficulty falling asleep, staying asleep, or having unrestful sleep throughout the night, REM sleep could be the solution you've been searching for. If you are like me and are afraid of the dangerous side effects from prescription sleep aids, REM sleep is an all-natural alternative that contains ingredients research has shown to help improve and enhance better sleep. REM sleep will get you the deep sleep you need to feel your best and will ensure you wake up feeling energized. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, I encourage you to go over to the Power Mall, check out the specials that we have, Cold Storm and Smooth Oregano. They're a product from Strauss. We haven't talked a lot about them, and, you know, you don't know about them, obviously. But we got a great special. If you spend $100 at the Power Mall, you can get those for 35, I think it's 35 or 40% off. Call Jay over at the Power Mall. We have Strauss Heart Drops, among other things. A lot of products on sale that you need. Buy from the good guys. We need your support. Thank you so much for how you support us in December, but we need support in January, too. That's the second slowest month. December's the slowest month. January is the second slowest. So we totally understand. We understand where you're coming from. We have products that you need. If you haven't purchased or donated to us, why not? Why haven't you? Check us out at the Power Mall, thepowermall.com, 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. Now, our guest, Tim Bennett, he's a longtime listener. He's a self-proclaimed observer of biblical events. Yeah, I love it. I love it. And specifically, real concerned about the real ID. He contacted us, and so we're happy to have him on, have a short discussion about this. Tim, welcome to the Power Hour.
Thank you, Daniel, and thank you, listeners, too, fellow listeners. I love the Power Hour.
Yes, really, well, very good.
Observer of biblical events, yes, but things come to me in sort of a, what do they call that, predictive programming method. A piece here, a piece there, and you start putting pieces together, and then you say, wow, there's a picture here. So this is what I want to bring across to the people, because things are so hectic now that most of us don't have time. I'm retired now. Don't have time to really dig into the Bible and handle all the things that are on our plate, too. So what I wanted to bring up was this matter of the Real ID 2020. It's a law, it's a federal law being enforced through the states, through their driver's licenses. It has a carrot and a stick. The carrot is you get to fly, just like you used to before, and go into federal buildings, which I was told by a postmaster, a post office is. And if you don't, you don't get to do those things. So there's a carrot and a stick, and that makes me very suspicious of the purposes of this.
Yeah, sure. I mean, that's the first thing. Well, what do you mean? I could fly before, so now I need to do this. Why do I need to do this now? Tell everybody a little bit about what is the Real ID, and maybe get into that, how this relates to biblical prophecy. What concerns you here?
The Real ID is a federal identification system. To get one, you have to present five or six different bona fide, you know, papers and documents saying, yeah, I'm really who you think I am and all that. I think it started in 2005. There was a push to get a national ID card, and there was resistance, apparently not enough, because now we've got it presented to us in this form. It's a gradual thing, and there, like I said, there's a carrot and a stick, and a lot of people have already taken the bait. The problem with this is we have an entity behind an entity presenting us with a demand, which they're not making a demand just yet, but there'll be more restrictions added if you don't comply. And that that scenario is, comes out in Revelations 13:14. It says, I'm reading this very shortly, not the whole phrase. There's a beast that tells all that dwell upon the earth, there's a problem with that scenario, the dwelling part, says to all that dwell upon the earth that they should make an image to the beast. Well, when I read that in the past, it always read an image of the beast, and that is in there in another place. But an image to the beast is you make an image and hand it over to whatever the beast is, and he's happy now. Well, this image is now facial recognition, and when we volunteer for a driver's license or whatever kind of ID, we're making an image to whatever authority we're recognizing there. And that fits with the wording of this. Now, I want to touch on that word dwell. Yahweh always keeps a remnant. So this phrase, all that dwell upon the earth, bothered me for quite a while. And finally, it came to my mind, and it was that where you focus is where you dwell. We've all heard people say, don't dwell on this, or oh, you dwell on that too much. Your focus is where you dwell. If you raise your periscope about 2 or 3 degrees, you'll not be dwelling on the earthly horizon. You'll be dwelling on heavenly things. And that's where we need to spend part of our time. And if we do, we'll start seeing things like this.
Let me ask you. All right, now I've heard ever since I was little, I grew up in the South, this was a big deal, you know, the mark of the beast. And then, I don't know, 80s or 90s, you started to hear talk about chips or about, you know, you saw the barcodes on food at the grocery store. I think that happened, maybe it was the 80s, I don't know. But it's in my lifetime. I can remember it went from the checker had to put in, you know, $3.50 for the product. Then they went from $3 to just click, 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 you know, went to that. I remember that. There was talk about, well, they'll put a barcode on people. They'll put a, you know, I remember that very clearly. I don't hear the talk as much around the circle. I don't know if people don't go to church as much, or it just seems like we're kind of, maybe we're accepting it. We don't want to see the reality of it. Maybe in the 80s it was like Star Trek in the future, so it was easy to not like it. I don't know. Where do you think that discussion or that debate in people's minds is right now?
Right now, we're enjoying the slippery slope of technology, especially the younger generations. My gosh, I'm so worried about them. They will not put that phone down. I mean, you've seen it wherever you go. A family having dinner, and there's six people with their face in their phone. They don't talk anymore. Technology owns them. I've heard that it's like a dopamine effect. Somebody likes your Facebook, and you are, wow, that's great, and I feel good again. So, yeah,
it's like the Sally Fields effect. Remember Sally Fields? They like me. They really like me. Everybody feels like Sally Fields.
But I think that's where we are. And because everything's so cool now, it's cool to have a facial recognition, they think. This started out, I was selling cameras and went by this building, and the title on the building, the name on the building intrigued me, so I walked in. And you thought I'd walked into the Pentagon without a badge. It was like, oh, my God. I introduced myself to these ladies and told them I was interested in what they did there, and they didn't want to tell me, so oh, you'll have to talk to Mr. Jones. So they went and got Mr. Jones, who was about 35 years old, a really nice guy. I told him what I did, and I wondered what y'all did. He took me into a walk-in safe and showed me some government projects they were working on, and he said, but our main thrust is facial recognition. Do you like to see a demonstration? Well, heck yeah, man, let's do it. So I come back Tuesday, took my wife back with me, and the lens that they had, they wanted me to look at a computer screen. They had a camera attached to it, and I said, what do you see on there? I looked, and Mr. Jones' father was standing next to me, and he had his finger in front of this little skinny camera, and I said, I see a real good set of fingerprints. He moved his hand. He said, now what do you see? I saw a bunch of red with some really odd holes in it, and I couldn't figure it out. So I turned my head, looked down this conference room table. You could have set 40 people at it. Out through a clean glass door at a red brick building across the street, and this is the older part of town. And I was looking at pores in a red brick across the street.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, their lens was fantastic, total focus at any distance. There was another demonstration that proved even more valuable than the first one to stick it in my mind. I wanted that lens to sell in my cameras. And they wouldn't hear it because they were afraid of reverse engineering. But what that served to do was to stick the facial recognition in my head indelibly. So 6 or so years went by, didn't give it much thought. My wife's license came up for renewal. She comes home, says, they made me take my glasses off. I pulled mine out, and I've got my glasses on, and I said, they're doing facial recognition. Oh, my gosh. What does that mean? I don't know. I don't know yet, but I don't like it. So a few months later, my license comes up for renewal. I go over there and said, can we do fingerprints or something? Oh, no, we're doing facial recognition. Okay, so I drove for a year, well, not much, on an expired license. Confession, you know, I did it. Anyway, a year later, I'm turning 65. I want to get my lifetime fishing license. So I go to the wildlife department locally here. Give them my license. Shoot, I'm a resident. Oh, we won't accept that. I don't like those kind of answers. I came home, and the next day I called the wildlife department down at the state capitol. And, I said, this is what the deal is. He said, why don't you want a picture on your license? I said, I really thought this was in the Bible. I said, the eye is a window on the soul. What's in my soul is between me and God and not the state. Oh, really? Well, you don't have to have a picture on your license. Call this phone number in Little Rock, and they can give you one without a picture. I called him up, and I said, how do you do this? He said, do you have a religious objection to the picture? And I said, yes, I do. And thinking that what I said was in the Bible, went down there and presented the lady with two reasons, my religious objection with the eye and the soul stuff, and also it infringes on my Fourth Amendment. And her supervisor wasn't there. I'm afraid she may have been a little bit intimidated because I was forthright in my speech. And she issued the license. Well, a few years later, 3 or 4 years later, went down there, and my wife was renewed. Religious objection, okay. Oh, also, they always ask you, are you Mennonite? So I suspect the Mennonites got this going. In fact, I've learned later that a lot of Mennonites left Missouri because they canceled this option, and they came to Arkansas. That's where I live. Anyway, so it rocked on. Then this real ID started coming into effect, and my wife's license came up for renewal. We went down there and ran into a seeming brick wall. Well, you've had a picture on your license before, yeah? Well, why do you not want one? Well, I've got a religious objection now. Well, we need that in writing and signed by a religious leader and all this stuff. And my neck got stiff. My head turned kind of sideways. We went back downstairs to the parking lot, and I said, have you got a piece of paper? I pulled the Bible out of the console and opened it immediately to the second commandment. Thou shalt not make an image or a likeness of anything in heaven, on earth, or underwater below. That's it. I wrote the note for my wife. She signed it. I signed it as a religious leader, family religious leader, which I am. Carried it back up there. The lady looked at that, took it to her supervisor, came back. She said, I have to take this to the legal department.
Oh, there's.
45 minutes later, she comes out and says, we need this printed. And so I did that.
Printed? Yeah, printed.
It was in longhand, and my longhand's not that good. I guess it took him 45 minutes to read it.
It took him 45 minutes to think about how they were going to tell you, push you off. That's what it took him. Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah. Anyway, Yahweh was, he was right there with us. It was a fantastic time looking back on it.
This is a great story. It's a great story of perseverance. It's a great story of faith. It's a great story of biblical teachings, just all around. So the long and short of it, let me summarize. You correct me. Basically, you have a driver's license issued by the state of Arkansas with no picture on it right now.
It's a valid, without photo, driver's license.
And Missouri, you said Missouri, they used to do that, but now they don't anymore, and now a lot of Mennonites are moving to Arkansas because of it.
That's what I heard from a Mennonite bishop.
I'm puzzled about, Missouri's a funny place. Because you have, on some part of Missouri, they're very forward with liberty, and on the other part, they're going to cut out the Mennonites on something like this. This real ID, I can remember going to the airport, and this was, 5 years ago, and said, if you don't have your real ID by, 2016, then you're not going to be able to fly. And then the time went by. No, Missouri didn't go along with it. People didn't do it. Then the next time I go to the airport, if you don't have your real ID by 2017, you may not be able to, it just kept pushing and pushing and pushing. They kept trying to scare. All the while, the target was being pushed, and Missouri didn't do anything. What's the federal government going to do if a state says, no, we're not doing this? What are they going to do? They're not going to do anything. How do I know this? Because that's what they've done the last 5 years in Missouri.
I'm proud of Missouri for those reasons. Constitutional carry, your laws don't affect us here. I love it.
Yeah.
But
what do you make?
Back to the Second Commandment, I think the reason that we have kind of slid off the main ridge on that is because of punctuation. In the Geneva Bible, which only predates King James by 12 years, at the end of thou shalt not do this under the sun and all that is a period. End of verse 4. Then starts verse 5. In the King James, at the end of verse 4 is a colon. Kind of like, so this is part of that. And what verse 5 says is you shall not worship them. It's like saying to the kids, don't play in the street, but if you do, watch out for the shiny bumpers,
It's a matter of punctuation.
I think in our minds, and of course this couldn't even, it was happening, but it wasn't photography until the 1800s, but in our minds, that took that prohibition away from verse 4. And Yahweh makes comment on that statement. He says, I'm a jealous God. I'll punish you to the third and fourth generation if you hate me.
Let me get your opinion. Obviously, you've studied this a lot and thought about it a lot and been right in the middle of trying to exercise your rights. What do you make, this may not seem to relate, but I think it does. What do you make of what happened in Virginia yesterday? Do you have any thoughts on that and kind of how that all relates?
I know exactly what happened. People that read their Bible blew their shofar because the people were going to war in their land on a tyrant. Excuse me, Dave. I get excited about that. I did the same myself last night. I blew the shofar and called these guys to remembrance, and Yahweh protected them. Nobody made trouble whatsoever. It was Yah's protection. That's Numbers chapter 10, verse 9, and that is the strongest weapon in the world. All we have to do is call on his word. He's good to it.
You mentioned the chauffeur. I have a chauffeur. I blew the chauffeur as well. For people who don't, maybe we should do a show on that. Maybe next time we'll have you back, we'll talk about the chauffeur. But we went to Bundy Ranch, and this was, how many? It's been almost 6 years ago now. Is that even possible? But at Bundy Ranch, there were a lot of people who blew the chauffeur there. I can tell you, I went to Bundy Ranch several times. That was a magical, that was a special place and a special event that went on. And I think certainly part of it was these people blowing the chauffeur. I think it was
absolutely
a special event.
The tyrant was there. The people rose up, and that's what y'all expects, is people have to rise up, not run away. Oh, man, you get me all wired up.
Well, that's what we need to be wired up, isn't it? I mean, what do you, as we go forward, we're seeing push come to shove on so many of these issues. We're seeing, you know, vaccines. We talked about Vax2 yesterday. The vaccine issue is becoming a force issue. Guns are becoming a, at least potentially a force issue. Fluoride in the water. I mean, there's a lot of issues that are becoming force issues. How do you think, as a man of God or a man believes in God, a biblical base, how should we approach these things?
With faith and prayer that we'd be guided into the right decisions and the right timing to do whatever we're called to do. Without that, we're just crazy marmots running around a cage waiting to get picked off.
I'm always stunned. I don't know your feelings about this. The more I study the Revolutionary War, the times, the events, I mean, we read about, we pray about, we are moved by stories in the Bible about miracles, about Moses and the Red Sea and all this. I'm telling you, there were miracle after miracle involved in that Revolutionary War, that God came to the house of Israel in their time of need when the enemy was upon them. I am so convicted that we can do that again, but we don't, it's like we've lost our even sense of that. I think the connection to that for us, the trail that is left by our founders is the Declaration of Independence and the Bill of Rights, which leads us back to that ideal.
Yes.
You obviously have studied this a lot. What's your feeling about that comment?
You just touched on a big treasure chest. The idea that we are God's people is absolutely correct, in my opinion. The dispersion out of Israel, first by the Assyrians of the 10 northern tribes, went east, north, and back west. His people are everywhere. Micah 5:7 says his people are scattered like dew on the grass. But it also says if they rise up, they'll go through the flock like a young lion. That's where it comes short. Now, the word I don't like in that whole verse is if. You know, the timing is everything. It always.
Let me ask, I got another important question for you because it boggles my mind. Uncle Kevin and I talk about this on air all the time. Where are the preachers in California, really all across the country, but specifically California and other states that are teaching 5-year-olds these damnable things? Where are they?
I know where they're going to be. Well, you don't mess with the kids in y'all's house.
Yeah. I'm very concerned about this. And this show is not a religious show per se, but these are important spiritual topics. This is our heritage. Tim is hitting on a very important core issue in this country and questions. A big part of our strength, all of our strength, you would say, has come from this base in our country. And if we disconnect from it, then what do we have left? We're just, you know, we might as well be the European Union or something. Where are these preachers? Why are these preachers not telling their flock to get the heck out of these schools?
Well, because it would be an imposition on the parents, and they might not want to go through that, and so they're afraid that won't come back to church, and their pensions are shot, their hierarchy will get down on them and kick them out, or that some churches elect their own pastors, and, you know, all that organized church. There's a fellow that precedes you on the air out of Richmond, actually, and he is making inroads into that. Trying to wake people up. He's talking about meeting house to house and, you know, that kind of thing, not organized churches or organized church buildings with all the finance problem going on with it. I think he's doing it. Chuck Christmeyer. And he's working on that problem. I don't, you know, progress is slow, but we have to do the work we could do and let y'all handle the rest. Rogue Regiment that rose up in revolutionary times were absolutely a godsend. They read their Bible. They believed their Bible, and they acted on that Bible.
Well, that is, I mean, that you talk about what foamed the revolution. It gave America the moral high ground. America was not going to revolt. That was the Patrick Henry. These are the questions. Should we or shouldn't we? We can't go against England. And it was preachers who had a more compelling, a eternally strong argument that, look, this is for God. Look, God, yes. God endows us to go to a higher level. And that's really what made people put their life on the line, period. We're going to be free. That's it. Period.
Yep. That's all. It's where you put your money down. You know, are we going to go with the world? Or are we going to go with Yahweh? And that's, you got one bet, and until the wheel stops turning, you might be able to move your bet a little bit. But when that wheel stops, you're stuck. It's like roulette.
Wow. Wow, that's a powerful image. We're coming to the end of the interview. I want to have you on again, maybe some of these other topics. But what department did you talk to in Arkansas if people want to try to repeat what you did?
This is the Arkansas Driver's License Help Desk.
There you go.
Phone number.
Go ahead, quickly.
501-682-7059. They also issue the little license with your photo on it with this gold star so you can fly. But the one you want to ask about is valid without photo. And you
all
may
right.
be told
there we
that
go.
That's only
stay tuned. Stay right there. Stay right
We've
there, Tim.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Foods, Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? ThePowerMall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at ThePowerMall.com today.